Namaste, my name is Rudi Simmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about Simon Sinek's advice can change your life. So he's really a great YouTuber and so on. It is not about how much you can get done at each day. It is about how much you can get done over the course of a career and throughout a lifetime. We were canoeing down the Weser River and another 8-person rowing boat, much faster than our boat, was over the course of one day always slower than our canoe, because they had to rest after 1 kilometer again and again. If you keep doing every day a task, even at a slow pace, you can get much more done than a person that is chasing his goal. And the good thing is you are relaxed, enjoy doing your task. And that we did. And that at the end of the day, we were always faster than them. If you go on vacation, and you should do so every year, switch off your internet connection. I do so, my friends are complaining, and I say always, there was no internet connection. Actually, there was one, but too slow and too expensive. And then you can relax. Afterward, you are much more productive. That's great when you trek in the mountains. Nobody can reach you. No? I recommend going to China. Your social media will not work, or most internet service that you use. Nobody can reach you. Perfect if you would do the Kailash Gora in Tibet. Okay. Rule number one, there are two ways to see the world. Some people see the things they want, and some people see what prevents them from getting what they want. Think it over. No? Rule number two, take care of each other. We are social beings, and reckless behavior on the way to getting the things you want will backfire. For instance, my father was very successful, and he cried during his speech to his 60th birthday when he mentioned that his friends helped him during his darkest time. And all of his friends were also very successful. So sex is mainly a group doing. Alone you can't do it. And so his friends were very successful, and so him. And when someone needs help, yes, they help each other. And today, your smartphone will not help you. Real people will help you. And today, their connections or your friends are very superficial. No? They will not do anything for you. Learn to help each other and ask for help when necessary. Honestly, say, I can't do it. Can you help me? The people who like or love you will be delighted to help you. Okay, lesson three. Be a great leader. For instance, Nelson Mandela says, first hear the opinions of your colleagues so that every person feels to be heard. Ask questions so that you can understand their opinions. Don't show any approval or disapproval. Second, be the last to speak your own opinion. Your colleagues have so many exciting ideas. And I let everybody, when I was a chief or a supervisor, their creativity. Because then they are more inspired to do something. And they are more encouraged. Lesson four, take responsibility for the things where you fail and don't blame it on other people. Good management is creating an environment where every person is doing his best and so they attract also the best people. Bad management blames the people for their misfortune and applauds themselves for their success. My father said we depend on every person that is working for us and so I share our profit with all of them. Every servant for my father got a share of the profit. Lesson 5, be humble and be thankful for everything that you get. Lesson 6, have a heart for everyone. And we go here again, focus on what you want, not what gets in the way of what you want. And this is to do always. Take care of others. Listen first and speak last. Take accountability for your actions. And say, honest, okay, I have failed, sorry. Practice humility. Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.